dependent upon the Lord for much needed help. Friends, to ask your attention this evening is the words you will find in Luke chapter 23 and the last two words of verse 26. Luke chapter 23 and the last two words of verse 26. After Jesus. The whole verse reads, "And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus." From my own personal experience, it's very seldom one has a word laid upon one's spirit much before the service time. But these words have been on one's spirit for a number of weeks. Once or twice lately I thought it might be the word to speak from here and there. It's been taken from me. But concerning this evening service, over the past week, the burden of it has been greater and greater. After Jesus. And friends, if we have not that desire after Jesus, how solemn is our state and case. As we read in our lesson, concerning that which the Lord spake unto his disciples, "Whom say men that I am?" Ah, dear friends, many may say a good man. Many may speak of him as the Saviour of sinners. But oh, to have that engraved upon our hearts, as Peter by the Spirit was enabled to say, "The Christ of God." After Jesus. How the poet, my dear friend, speaks of that. "What think ye of Christ is the test, to try both your state and your scheme. You cannot be right in the rest, unless you think rightly of him. As Jesus appears in your view, as he is beloved or not, so God is disposed to you, and mercy or wrath are your lot." We said in prayer, how often the Lord's dear people feel to be in a barren state, how they feel to be in a wilderness. But is there not that desire in your heart after Jesus? Come, dear Lord. Come into this wretched heart of mine. Reveal thyself as the Prince of Peace after Jesus. Or do you know what it is to go aside and plead, may not be in words, but dear friends, in sighs and tears. Groans are after him. To be able to say with the publican, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And where's that mercy centered, dear friends? Is it not in Jesus, the Saviour of sinners? That name that is above every name. Ah, we read again and again how the multitudes came after him. Thought it had come to mind concerning that dear woman with an issue of blood. She spent all she had and grew nothing better. Or do you know what it is to have that issue or sin? And the Lord's people will feel the burden of sin more and more as they journey on. Or know anything of it. And the Lord will have it so. So that you have to cry after Jesus. For his mercy. For his healing power. For his hand to be upon you. That he may bless you. And as that dear woman came, my dear friends. Unto him. She'd heard of Jesus. Oh, many of us can say we've heard the name of Jesus many, many times. But now there's an aching void of the world and the things of it cannot satisfy. You cannot go to him, as it were, to his face. You had to come as that dear woman in the press behind after Jesus. She came, my dear friends, in faith. You say, well, if I had more faith, I could believe better. It's recorded, not in the portion we read concerning that dear man and his son. Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. But you have to come. That dear woman had faith, dear friends. Is it not so when you come after Jesus? To feel and have a touch of his gracious hand upon your heart, upon your spirit. To have indeed that sprinkling of his precious blood. If I may but touch the touch his clothes, I shall be whole. If I may but come in faith. I say again, you may say you have so little faith. Feel you have none at all. Why do you seek after Jesus? Why do you plead that name at the throne of grace? Why do you come with such a burden of sin to him who is the healer? He who alone bore the sin of his people. She came, my dear friends. Did she come in vain? So did she come in vain? No, dear friends. She came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Oh, do you know what it is? Come after Jesus, to pour out your heart, to tell him all your woes, the sins that so easily beset you, your wandering spirit, after Jesus. Oh, how the apostle, right into the Hebrews, speaks of this. For we have not an high priest. Oh, many go to the priest in confession of sin, but it's after Jesus. He alone whose ear is open. He alone that can heal. He alone that can cast out the devils you feel to be in your heart. For we've not an high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Or is that the reason you go to him? That he knows. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. He knows all things. Who is not touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Oh, to come, my dear friends, after Jesus. Oh, do you know that precious name? For there's none other name under heaven by which men shall be saved. And it is, dear friend, that name which gives to a soul that's burdened with sin that hope that they shall one day come and worship him in sincerity and truth after Jesus. We read, my dear friends, after Jesus. We read, dear friends, in our lesson, that word concerning that which our Lord himself speaks of. He said to them all, if any man shall come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. If any man will come after me, when there is that true seeking after Jesus, there will be those things, my dear friends, which will have to be dispensed with. Our Lord said himself, you cannot serve God and mammon. Let him deny himself. Oh, how self must be brought down. Oh, how there must be that whole dependence. The poet says, thy whole dependence on me thinks, and venture to be gnawed. If any man, but what I said to, he said to them all, not one of the Lord's dear people will go through this pathway, this veil of tears, without a cross to carry. We've spoken that cross are of sin. That burden. But if any man will come after me, let him deny himself to take up his cross. I know not what cross you have to bear, dear friends, but Jesus does. As you go after him, as you seek his blessing, as you confess your needs, there will be those things, my dear friends, which rend the heart, as it may be, in twain. There is the company of the two armies in the Canaanite, still in the land. But he said, if any man will come after me, you cannot serve God and mammon. The thoughts just come to word, one can find it, I think, in Paul, writing to the Romans, where he speaks of that. Know ye not that to whom ye hold yourselves servants, ye yield yourselves servants to obey? His servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Can you go on, my dear friends? Those that are after Jesus will indeed render thanks unto him, as the apostle did, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart the form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, they are the, who do we serve? I say, where that burden of sin is, where that cross is to be carried, you want that support. You want that help. You want him to be near to you. There's a lovely word we read, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness. After Jesus, those thoughts, those longings after him, and yet you feel to be further off from the object of your love, makes these things around you to be a wilderness. But he said, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness. After Jesus, and speak comfortably to her. Then we read, who is this that cometh up out of the wilderness, leading upon our beloved? After Jesus. Oh, can you say, my dear friend, with that well-known psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. There's the evidence, dear friends. All in order to be restored. You cannot restore that which you haven't had. One real thought after Christ and his atoning work at Calvary. One plea at the throne of grace for that precious blood to be upon your heart and conscience. One answered prayer, maybe in providence, is the evidence after Jesus. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth. He said, I will lead the blind by a way that they knew not. After Jesus. He goes before. Say again, a high priest, one who was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. The servant is not greater than his Lord. And he said, if they persecute me, they will persecute you. So, dear friend, that cross, the onslaughts of Satan, is that a cross? Satan doesn't tempt his own. They'll lull to sleep in the sea of complacency, where eternal death will be their lot. But one who is after Jesus will know the onslaughts of Satan, will know the stirring up of the mud and mire in her own breast, will have to come again and again against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. You'll have to come again with Hezekiah. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. Why? Only Jesus. Only him can be of help to you. And I say, as the adversary tempts and besets you, you'll have to come unto him. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. Maybe, dear friends, and maybe that rebuke in your heart tonight, where have you rested your soul? It's so easy, my dear friends. You might have made a profession for many years, but how often, under the allurements of Satan, how easy it is to rest in a profession. Dear Mr. Dawson used to say, you may have your name on a church roll. That alone, my dear friend, will not save you. But I say, you may feel you're resting on that which is of man. As that dear man, he said, I besought thy disciples to cast him out, and they could not. Jesus answering said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? But did his compassions fail not? Did his love change? Oh, friend, you may this night feel far off from God. And Satan, I say, hurling those massive waves against you. But remember this, he is still the same after Jesus. An almighty Saviour, an ever-loving Saviour, one who comes where you are. As he said unto that dear man, bring thy son hither. After Jesus. Take your burden. Cast it at his dear feet. Tell him all your sad complaints. Said, bring them. Bring thy son hither. Oh, how descriptive it is of a child of God that is burdened. You may be going up to the house of God. You may have had a burden, a spirit of prayer throughout the day. And yet you've entered the house of God, got nearer to it, and if you enter the house of God, it seems to dry up. You are cold and hard. As that father obeyed that command of Jesus, and as he was a-coming, the devil threw him down and tear him. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to the Father. He will come. He said, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you after Jesus. And those things, my dear friend, which the Lord leads his dear people into, brings them, my dear friend, to those times and seasons where they know not what to do. They know indeed that this is the way after Jesus. And the thought has just come to mind, it's recorded by Jeremiah the prophet. Surely I've heard Ephraim bemoan himself, thus, thou hast chastened me, and I was chastised, as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Is this Jesus chastising you? We need chastising. Paul said, now no chastising for the present, saying to be joyous but grievous, nevertheless afterward it yields fruit of righteousness. You have to come, turn thou me, and I shall be turned, for thou art the Lord my God. Faith. Live in faith. Live in desires after the Saviour of sinners. Surely after that I was turned. After you felt the Lord's chastening hand, those rebukes, as we read in our lesson, did we not, concerning those that followed him. A certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow him whithersoever thou goest. He said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. So let the dead bury the dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. I say now, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous. And friends, if there's something one hears rebelling against the word of the Lord knows the exercises. The Lord knows indeed the burden of this word on one's spirit these last couple of days. But Lord, the Lord knows. Surely after this I was turned. I repented. Oh, confess. Lord, I've sinned. Thy hand has been upon me. Surely after that I was turned, I repented. After that, I was instructed. The Lord doesn't lay his people low in chastisement, whether in spiritual exercises. Bring them down in providence, maybe in affliction. But dear friends, all to make us sick of self and fond of him. After that I was instructed. I smote upon my thigh, I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I bear the reproach of my youth. Yet, those words of comfort. Is Ephraim, my dear son, is he a pleasant child? For since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. Then that command, set thee up waymarks and make thee high heaps. Set thy heart toward the highway, even the way which thou wentest. Turn again, O Virgin of Israel, turn again to these thy cities. Turn again unto Jesus. Turn unto him, for he will have compassion on him. Because he has lent, because he has put in your heart that desire after him, after Jesus. Friend, the Lord knows the exercise of this word upon one spirit. As he said unto another, who said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first bid them farewell which are at home in my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plough and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Pay thy vows unto the Most High. Has there been those desires after Jesus? Has there been those times and seasons when the Lord has given you a hope beyond the grave? That he suffered upon Calvary for you? That he bore your sins and stood in your place, bearing the whole wrath of God due to you? Had there been those softened heart, a measure of thankfulness? Why was I made to hear thy voice and enter while there's room, while thousands make a wretched choice and rather starve than come? There's been a spirit of thankfulness for thy these mercies. Friend, you put your hand to the plough. All my mind I say to the glory and honour of God. The early days of the ministry, standing in Wiltshire, one felt in bondage. I'd labour that Sabbath morn. And after lunch I went to walk. I looked across that field, nearly ripe for harvest. I thought, I've got to go home. I can't face the people again. All the deaths that was in my spirit. These words came, no man, having put his hand to the plough, looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Friend, it broke my heart down. It was a kingdom of God, a hope that I should be amongst that number that no man can number. And the Lord in his great favour granted his blessing. A soul was blessed that night, dear friends. Well, dear brethren, know what it is. You have to walk the depths, my dear friends, so that you can set forth those things that his dear people have to walk in. I said earlier, the Lord is my shepherd, my sheep, hear my voice. Have you heard his voice? His call? Have you heard his word? Has it laid with burden upon your soul? My sheep, hear my voice, and I know them. You say, yes, Lord, thou hast known me. Known me in my sin, known me in my adversities. There's been the lifting up out of the miry clay. And what else? And I know them, and they follow me. The Lord knows the exercise concerning our closing hymn. There's one task during the night hour concerning a hymn for closing hymn. Those words, humble souls who seek salvation through the Lamb's redeeming blood, hear the voice of revelation, tread the path that Jesus trod. There's the example. And the last line of his, of this hymn, after his example rise. Oh, what an example. Now, Lord, did not consider it debasing, for want of better expression. Ah, he humbled himself. He took upon him the body like on our own, yet without sin, that he might suffer death upon the Calvary. And he set that example as he went to Jordan. Ah, unto John, where he came, my dear friend. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John, be baptized of him. Oh, John felt so unworthy. He said early on, whose shoes latched are not worthy to unloose. Ah, he may know him, to come to him, to follow him. John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me. What did Jesus say? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. And that commandment, my dear friend, given unto his disciples, the Lord has left it on record for his servants to set forth these precious truths those things, my dear friends, which have been preserved to us throughout the ages. Satan has done his best to eliminate, to destroy, but still the word of God stands, and the word of the Lord abideth forever. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. All things. An example our Lord said. That which he has commanded, if ye love me, keep my commandments. And dear friends, in keeping those commandments, there is great reward. And what reward is it? And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. I knew a young man exercised about believer's baptism. But oh, how he dreaded water. Holiday time, sea time, hardly had his feet wet. He detested it, hated it. And how Satan laid his burden upon his heart right up to the time. But how did the Lord appear? The Lord's dear servant was unable to speak in those words. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Friend, fear of water was taken away. Lo, I'm with you always. And dear friend, remember this too. Oh, how the Lord spake in our words and our lesson. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory, and in his Father's, and of the holy angels. Ashamed of Jesus, that dear friend, on whom my hopes of heaven depend. No, when I blush, be this my shame, that I no more revere his name after Jesus. Oh, friend, I feel it's been around the night. For the Lord knows the exercise of one spirit. He knows the exercise of each one here. May pardon all that's been amiss, and use it to his honour and glory. Amen.
May the Lord help us to close with hymn 428. Humble souls who seek salvation through the Lamb's redeeming blood, hear the voice of revelation, tread the path that Jesus trod, flee to him, your only Saviour, in his mighty name confide, in the whole of your behaviour, own him for your sovereign guide. 428. Amen.